Chapter 73.2. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, Xu Ting, still in full armor, stepped forward and embraced him tightly. Xian, Dawen has breached the border. I must leave immediately. Take good care of yourself and our baby. Wait for my triumphant return. As she released him and turned to leave, Du Xian suddenly reached out and grabbed her wrist. Xu Ting turned back, but Du Xian was at a loss for words, his face filled with confusion and fear. What could he say? He couldn't stop her. He had married Xu Ting, after all. Finally, Du Xian let go, swallowing his grief as a sob caught in his chest. Come back soon. Xu Ting pressed a firm kiss to his forehead before turning away. The soldiers followed her, their armor clinking rhythmically like a battle anthem. As Xu Ting's figure was about to disappear beyond the doorway, Du Xian could no longer contain himself. With Shukin's help, he stumbled after her, his steps faltering yet resolute. Finally catching up to the doorway, Xu Ting had already mounted her horse, riding Black Wind 100 meters down the long street. Du Xian leaned weakly against the vermilion door, sliding down in despair. Han Ji appeared beside Du Xian at some point and opened his arms to him. Du Xian threw himself into Han Ji's embrace, sobbing uncontrollably. Han Ji gently patted Du Xian's shoulder, his eyes glistening with tears, and said, "Your father once stood where you are now, sending Ting's mother off time and time again. Xian, marrying a hero is our destiny. Don't worry, Xu Ting has surpassed her mother. The queen has roamed the battlefield for so many years without a scratch. Xu Ting will surely return safely too." Han Ji helped Du Xian to his feet and used a handkerchief to wipe away the tears on his face. "The people of Dawen are nothing but defeated foes. Xu Ting will not miss the birth of your child." Du Xian placed his hand on his stomach, suddenly finding a newfound strength. 2 years ago, the Treaty of Shanggao was signed, which by all accounts should have given Dawen a decade to recover its strength. Why had they been able to provoke war again in just 2 years? Xu Ting learned from the intelligence reports that Dawen had never accepted being subordinate to Dian. In those 2 years, they had secretly allied with another Western nation, and the two sides had colluded in an attempt to bite a piece off Dian. With their allies' support, Dawen quickly restored its military strength and promptly tore up the treaty to launch an attack on Dian, seeking revenge and redemption. Because of the strong external threat to the west, the border town of Soizhou had stationed 400,000 troops to defend it. Soizhou was also the largest state in Dian. Unfortunately, General Huwei, whom the late empress had appointed to replace Xu Shuan, turned out to be a fool and a coward. When Dawen launched its initial attack, she dismissed it as mere banditry, thinking it was just a minor raid. As a result, she allowed Dawen to bypass Shanggao entirely. Afraid of being held accountable, she suppressed reports of the situation and refused to inform the court, hoping to defeat Dawen on her own and quietly resolve the issue as if nothing had happened. She was utterly blind to her own incompetence. Because the late empress had sent her to guard Soizhou, she thought herself on par with the Zhenbian queen, Xu Shuan. The result? Dawen broke through Dingliang. At that point, she finally panicked. She knew that regardless of which general the empress sent to replace her, the first thing they would do would likely be to execute her on the battlefield to restore morale. And so, when the Zhenbian Queen army woke up one morning, they discovered that their commander had abandoned the army and fled during the night. The Zhenbian Queen army descended into chaos, leaderless and disorganized, retreating as they fought. Now, they have fallen back to Wuchang. The governor of Wuchang happened to be Xu Ting's second sister-in-law, who had married his second brother, Xu Ling. Although she was a civil official, she was resolute and decisive. Moreover, her ties to the Xu family earned her the trust of the Zhenbian Queen army. With Xu Ling providing strategic advice in the background, she managed to barely hold off the Dawen forces, keeping them outside the walls of Suicheng. However, it was only a matter of time before the defenses would fail. Once the city fell, death and destruction would be inevitable. Dawen was already launching another wave of attacks. Outside the city, the enemy forces stretched endlessly, with soldiers who were burly and terrifying. They relentlessly pounded on the city gates. The commanding officer was Dawen's ninth princess, a longtime rival of Xu Ting. Her ruthlessness made it impossible for Mu Zhao to withstand the assault. ... Let me know if you'd prefer another term for the troops. Mu Zhao stood on the city wall, directing the defense amidst utter chaos. Rocks, boiling oil, and explosives were hauled up one crate or cauldron at a time, then hurled down from the walls. Enemy soldiers screamed as they fell from ladders and grappling hooks. But the invaders were too numerous. They swarmed like locusts and charged like ravenous wolves. Arrows rained down from the city walls in torrents, while Dawin's soldiers used grappling hooks and crossbows to pull Zhenbian Queen Army soldiers down from the ramparts. The trebuchets were devastating weapons, relentlessly crushing soldiers beneath their massive projectiles. The most terrifying aspect, however, was that after capturing Dingliang, Dawin had stolen the city's military stockpile of explosives. When the Zhenbian Queen Army hastily retreated from Dingliang, they didn't have time to evacuate all the gunpowder stores, leaving the Death God of the battlefield in the enemy's hands. Now the trebuchets were launching explosives, and the city walls were on the verge of collapse. The Zhenbian Queen Army had once been a razor-sharp force. They had clashed countless times with Daewon soldiers, demonstrating exceptional discipline and skill. This was especially true of the elite 10,000-strong vanguard unit personally trained and led by Xu Ting. But in this war, that unit had been reduced to barely one-tenth of its original strength. No matter how capable the Zhenbian Queen Army was, they were still just soldiers. Without a strong and capable general, they couldn't even display half their potential. And under the leadership of that incompetent general, they had lost nearly half their fighting spirit before the battle even began. Governor Mu, if this continues, we won't be able to hold them off any longer. Wucheng was no Dingliang. Dingliang had the sturdiest walls, the most abundant weaponry and defensive supplies, and the most complete fortifications. Wucheng, however, was just an ordinary city. It was not a border stronghold and lacked the resilience of Dingliang, which had been built specifically to withstand invasions. If Dingliang was a warrior, then Wucheng was the maiden protected behind the warrior's back. Dingliang's fall was an unmitigated disaster, and the fault lay squarely with that incompetent general. A crime for which even 100 deaths would not suffice. Report, Governor, reinforcements are 10 miles away and approaching quickly. Please, hold Wucheng at all costs. Niu Zhao was overjoyed, nearly losing her composure. We thank the Empress for her boundless grace. Which great general leads the reinforcements? It's General Xu, Queen Xu Shuan? No, it's Xu Ting, the daughter of the Zhenbian Queen. Niu Zhao did not feel the slightest disappointment. After a moment to steady herself, she declared, excellent news. Excellent news indeed, relay my orders. Reinforcements are outside the city. The one leading them is none other than Lady Xu Ting, the daughter of the Zhenbian Queen. The morale on the walls shifted instantly. The soldiers let out cries of renewed vigor, and the situation, which had been slipping into despair, was abruptly halted. Dawin's soldiers felt the pressure mounting. Inside their camp, Dawin's ninth princess sensed something was amiss. She took out her spyglass and looked towards Wucheng's walls. What was happening?